Nissan Navara. It gets respect.
Welcome to Soccer Amp.
Thank you very much.
Shall we talk about that dancing or not? Can you still do it? Still got moves?
Cross is thinking, where's that young man gone? I don't know. I did actually jump on stage with the boys a couple of years ago, and it was like being a robot. The body just sort of done it automatically.
Just happens. Not good. You left the group in 2000.
Yep.
Seven,
yep.
Nearly 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
I'd imagine it's like footy, you know. I imagine you miss hanging out in the gang and all that, but I don't really miss the sort of physical side of it anymore.
You don't miss the dancing side of it?
No.
So what are you up to now? How do you feel your day?
Studio quite a lot. I'm just DJing all the time around the whole world. Just started a record label called Electric Taste Buds. Quick plug there. Just all digital, so all the major sort of downloadable sites and stuff.
So what are you doing? You're working with new talent there?
No, just writing my own stuff, a few mates, collaborations, remixing and stuff like that. So
I know you're aware of him now. I don't know if you're aware of him before, but we sent our lyrical gangster Tubes down to you recently. Before you met him, were you aware of Tubes' work?
I heard he could drop some lyrics, yeah.
He's got it.
Yeah.
Did he manage to drop one when he was...
He dropped quite a few, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyone fancy seeing it?
Yeah!
Okay, let's have a look.
Yeah, well, I'm here just waiting for Tubes to turn up, the lyricists. We're going to put some beats together. All right. All right, what you got for me, mate? Well, I've just been working on a bit of a beat.
Nice. Pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, you're feeling that?
Yeah, fresh.
OK, we need to get some sounds. What do you reckon to this?
Nah, don't like it, mate. Don't worry, mate, I'll do it. That's it.
So you're fixed, you know what you're doing and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Same. Here we go with them Tubes, he flow. Leroy, he's so cool. And he's pretty tall. I love vanilla ice cream. Come on, fit girls, let me hear you scream.
That's on tape. All right, buddy, let's see what we come up with all your hard work today.
Thanks for your help.
Question, Leroy, is how does working with Tubes, you know, where does that sit alongside Glastonbury, V Festival, playing to packed out arenas?
It doesn't really.
No.
It was an experience, though. It was an experience, and I'll leave it at that, I reckon.
Any plans to release?
I don't think I should. I'm just trying to start off in a new career more so than trying to end one, so I think. No.
You've got to make that available as a download.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be downloaded.
Yeah.
If you want us to remove your name from it, it's fine. So it's
Tubes. Remove Tubes' name from it as well. You bought and refurbished a windmill.
That's
which
right.
Which you now live in, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that because it's got loads and loads of space around it and you have lots of raves there?
I can stand up in it without...
Why, no. Why did you go? I don't put you down as the sort of person that would live in a windmill.
Well, at the time, you know, I didn't know if we were going to leave the band, and I thought, why not fall back on making flour and some bread? you know. So
and did you?
No one else got that.
No. No, it was just I wanted an old building, and being so tall, I was looking for a year and a half, and I couldn't find nothing I could.
Really, you have to take. What are you? 6'7"?
6'6".
And you have to take that into account when you're looking for a.
Well, yeah, if you want to buy an old house, yeah.
I suppose so, because it's so.
Yeah,
low down,
I live in a cottage. Yeah, 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 rooms are tiny. Is it still not a working windmill, but does it still work?
No, it was the last working windmill in Essex. I think it was the one on the BBE sort of test card.
Okay, that's right. And, they're no competition to us.
I've got,
not in football anyway.
Not in sport. And then it was used in a 1947 Will Hay film, which I got, you know, doing chase scenes in it and stuff. But,
wow.
Fantastic.
Now, the reason I asked this is because when I saw footage of what we're going to show in a minute, I didn't actually believe it was a road down to your house. But when we sent Tubes down there, he went with Trev. They hired out, or they got a car from Sky. And they're driving down there, and they came across what they thought was the only possible road to your house. It turns out it was another road, and they decided to drive through a river, didn't they? Let's have a look at exactly what I'm talking about, shall we?
Right, how you feeling, Trev? Going through a river.
What? What are they doing? What are they doing?
Fuck off!
What are they
doing? You've got no turning back now.
And you, they did drive through it, and you said they're the only people ever to have made that journey, because people have tried it.
Mate, I've seen cars floating off in there. I went through there once in a big Jeep when I first moved it. I thought, yeah. So I drove in and the front wheels dropped, and the water was on the bonnet, and this is like a big four by four. And that's the same thing, once you're in, you've got to keep moving, you know. But, yeah,
I'm surprised they made it. Tubes quite obviously.
Yeah.
We'll speak to you a bit later. For the time being, Leroy Fielding.
Nissan Navara. It gets respect.